Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Taking Control of Your Finances and Time with Vincent Kapoy Jr. I'm Vincent Kapoy Jr. Today's topic is all about control. I want to ask you a question. Are you in control of your life, or do you have the illusion of control? Today, I want to bring awareness to the fact that many of us only have the illusion we are in control of our life. What do I mean by that? Take debt, for instance. How many of our decisions are based off of how much debt we have? It is drilled into our minds that you have to pay back your loans or else. I'm not saying don't pay off your debt. All I'm saying is fear is instilled in us to pay off the debt, and our life decisions are based on it. Let's talk about the three most common types of debt: credit cards, cars, and your house. Credit cards. First of all, you don't get to choose the company you use. You can apply, yes, but the credit card company is the one who chooses you. You don't get to choose your interest rate. You don't get to choose your minimum payment. We have zero control in that situation. What about cars? Do we have control there? No. We have to get approved, and based off our credit score, the interest rate is dictated and the monthly payment is dictated to us. You might be thinking, after that, I do control my car. But do you? Yes, you do the maintenance. Yes, you pay for the registration. But try missing a payment a few months in a row. Does your car get repossessed? Yes. Do you have control? No. Same thing goes with your house. They set the interest rate and they set the monthly payment. Yes, you do the lawn maintenance, you do the decorating, but again, try missing a mortgage payment a few months in a row. Is that house yours? No, it's no longer yours. The bank and lender has the control. And let's always keep that in mind. So, is there even a lender who I can choose the interest rate? No, there's not. It is based on how much money or how much money they're willing to lend us and how much money they're going to make back is the how they want to choose the interest rate or how they choose the interest rate. But what about the monthly payment? Can I choose that? In some places, or in some situations, you actually can. And the situation that I know of is with a policy loan through your insurance company that you have your dividend-paying high cash value whole life insurance. For example, I took a policy loan to pay for a down payment of one of my rental properties. Yes, they did set the interest rate, but I pay it down with the profit that's coming from the property. There is no minimum payment. It's like a pay-as-you-go, pay-as-you-wish, but you do have to be disciplined to pay it down. Because if you don't pay it down, the interest overwhelms and compounds yearly, and eventually your policy will lapse. I want to go talk about the second illusion, is that the illusion that we need a job, is the illusion that we think having a job is a necessity. It really isn't. What is a necessity is income. All we did when we found our job was just pick, like, quote unquote, pick the lesser of two evils. But if you think about it, do you have control when it comes to your job? Let me ask you a few questions. Do you have to ask permission to take a vacation? Can you take only a limited amount of time off because you need the income to fund your basic needs? Work controls at least 33% of our life. Our hours are dictated, our salary and our hourly wage is set. We have to work, and the emphasis is on have to work because we need the money. Yes, we do need money. But as Robert Kiyosaki said, we can make it in four ways. As an employee, self-employed, as a business owner, or investor. To be financially free, we have to be on the business owner and investor side. He goes on to say that you can have multiple ways to generate income. And for me, right now I am an employee and an investor, but I want to transition to a business owner and an investor. In these two ways, I can create a system to have more control of my time and still have money coming in. I don't have to be spending my time, my hours, for a certain amount of money. It's this concept of passive income. So what brought me to this topic this week or today is my experience at work these past couple weeks, and also reading Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrants. This month, I've been reading Robert Kiyosaki's book, and it's helping me understand more about how I can control the money I make. He goes on to say it's not how much money you make, it's how you make the money. And when it comes to work, I knew work controlled most of my time, but it wasn't until I kept getting forced into work on the weekend that I truly realized I had zero control of my work schedule. This is why I'm creating income through different quadrants, and this is why I want to pursue a passion of helping people take control of their finances and time. I'm slowly getting there, and I want to leave you guys with this little quote, or I want to leave you with this little quote. I forgot who said it, but here it goes. Small daily changes have compounding effects over the years and a lifetime. So you can change little things now, and those little changes do make a big difference over the long run. But as always, if you guys have any questions or comments, head over to my Facebook page, Control Your Wealth with Vince Capoy Jr. Also, if you know anyone who would be interested in my content, please share my page with them. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy the day.